These days, holly takes a backseat to mistletoe and poinsettias, but holly wreaths were once big business for a southern Delaware town. WHYY's Mark Eichmann has more from the Delaware desk.
Milton, Delaware laid claim to the title of Holly Wreath Capital of America, with trains transporting fresh holly wreaths from Sussex County to homes and major department stores in Philadelphia, New York, and beyond. Naturally, plentiful holly trees in the area in the early 1900s helped birth a big industry for local farmers after the harvest season.
So this is kind of your secret holly stash.
This is my holly. Where I get my holly.
Mike Wajda still makes holly wreaths from some of the limited supply left in Milton.
As you can see, it's very prickly, so you got to be very, very careful.
As we walked through his friend's holly grove, Wajda tells the story of Milton's former holly wreath king, farmer Charles Jones.
He made wreaths for Radio City Music Hall. John Wanamaker's was a famous department store in Philadelphia and also in Wilmington. He did wreaths for them.
So how did the holly business start in Milton?
By the early 20th century, a lot of communities similar to Milton were starved economically, so people needed to be creative.
Russ McCabe is Delaware's former state archivist.
You know, in the late 1930s, the state of Delaware, the state legislature, recognized the holly tree as a state tree.
And while Christmas spirit was only growing,
particularly in the cities for holly wreaths, Christmas trees, things of that nature,
consumer taste was rolling downhill fast.
The thing that really ended that industry was the advent of plastic. I mean, let's face it, you can get a plastic wreath and put it in the attic and it looks the same next year as it did last year. You can't do that with the real thing.
Add development that depleted much of Milton's holly groves and the wreath-making industry wilted. But in his friend's secret holly grove, Mike Wajda keeps the legacy alive.
There's too many artificial things out there, but this is the real thing, which is a good thing.
These days, Milton is much better known as the home of Dogfish Head beer, which, like holly, is also exported far and wide.
It's our beer. We like to brag on it. In a town that was once known for its strong temperance movement, Dogfish Head has completely turned things around and done it in a very positive way.
From the Delaware Desk, I'm Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.